If you don't feel comfortable saying that, you don't have to. Just know that you can believe otherwise. Ask to find the right work. Say, I request that I have wonderful work to do that allows me to feel happy and fulfilled as much as possible and provides benevolent and nurturing income for me as well, and that this occur in the most benevolent way for me, and that this have the most benevolent outcome for me. Ask for healthy relationships. Say, I am asking that I experience the most wonderful mate for me, that she or he like and love me just the way I am, and that I like and love him or her just the way he or she is in the most benevolent way for me, and that this result in the most benevolent outcome for me. You can, if you like, at the end of that, pause for 30 seconds or so. Then say, for me, because you are asking for someone to come in. Now, suppose this is a relationship associated with business, for instance. Then you might say, I am asking that the perfect business partner or partners come to me now and make themselves known to me now in the most benevolent way for me, and that this result in the most benevolent outcome. Pause for about 30 seconds, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, and then say, for me. Now, there are other kinds of relationships. Let's bring up a few of those so you can see that this is a broad brush we're stroking with. Say, I request that my relationship with my son, or daughter, sister, brother, husband, whoever you want to say, the name of someone you know, that my relationship with, fill in the blank, improve now and continue to improve in the most benevolent way for me, and that this have the most benevolent outcome, pause, for me. Does any other kind of relationship come to mind? I've got another one. I request that my relationship with my beloved dog, cat, horse, whatever you have, maybe a pet or even animals on your farm, improve steadily in the most benevolent way for me, and that this result in the most benevolent outcome. Then pause for about a minute or two. Pause for a while, because this is interspecies and we want this to have plenty of time. If you want to pause a little longer, that's fine, but no longer than 3 minutes if you can help it. Then say, for me. Ask for a perfect home. Let's do benevolent magic. I request that the perfect home in the best place for me be revealed to me now and be easily attained by me now in the most benevolent way for me, and that this have the most benevolent outcome for me. Now, some of you might have a husband, a wife, a partner, friends, family, whoever, who share the home with you, meaning that they live there regularly. In that case, you might say a living prayer, I am asking that the best home that is available for me and my family, friends, whomever you live with, you can say their names if you like, just their first names are sufficient, be made available right now for me, or you can say us, if you like, and that we know about it and can easily acquire access for as long as we need to that home in the most benevolent and comforting way for me, or us, now. I would like to suggest, however, that if you're not absolutely certain that these other individuals are going to live with you in that home, as you might be, say, if they're your children or an uncle or aunt whom you're looking after, perhaps a grandma or grandpa, someone like that whom you're absolutely sure is going to live there. Only say that. Only say the names of those whom you're absolutely certain are going to live with you, not people you want to live with you but you're not certain. It doesn't mean that it won't be supported that you get the home, but if you say the name of someone who, even if you don't know it, would just as soon not live with you, the living prayer probably won't work. So the safest thing is to say it for you specifically, because you know you want it. You can't be certain if the other people want it in the circumstances that you are requesting. So that's a piece of advice, and it applies broadly to lots of other living prayers when you are asking for something for yourself and others. Ask for help for beings who need help. That's why the general living prayer, where you are asking something to support and nurture others, is so valuable. Because many times you won't have the facts and it isn't even something for you. For instance, you might say, I am asking that all those people, you could say beings, if you like, who need help in New Zealand receive all the help they need right now from all those beings, and people, you can say, or you can say people, who can help them. Now, I'm picking New Zealand as an example, Certainly you can think of other countries, China, Russia, Finland, Chile, Greece, Turkey, Israel, Syria, Lebanon, all kinds of other worthy and wonderful countries where perhaps you are concerned about the people, even if you don't know them or have never met them. It's a wonderful thing, and in order to make it crystal clear, the simplest way to say it is, I am asking that all those beings in such and such a place receive all the help they need from all those beings who can help them. To make it even simpler for those of you who would like to say something, sometimes you watch the news and the net result of that is that you feel uncomfortable. You can't remember the names of places or things that happened because so much information went by so quickly. So then you simply say, I am asking that all those beings who need help receive all the help from all those beings who can help them. After all, you are a being. You are a human being, and there are other beings. All forms of existence are beings. Science will tell you that everything has motion, and from science's point of view, you might reasonably extrapolate that everything is alive. From my point of view, I know that everything is alive. And benevolent magic and living prayer are unifiers to support all beings and all life. Ask for health to improve in the case of health, we'll give variations on that. You might just say in general, I request that my health improve, and that it become more easy for me to live in my body now in the most benevolent way for me, and that this have the most benevolent outcome for me. You might have a condition, perhaps long term, perhaps short term. I will pick something like that at random, or perhaps I will just allow you to fill in your condition as diagnosed from a physician, or perhaps you don't know the condition. Maybe you have your doctor's appointment next week, and your doctor has some knowledge about it, you've spoken to your doctor, and your doctor has said, well, you can take this for now and then come and see me in a couple of days, and so on. Always call your doctor or your practitioner who helps you so you have some idea. It's especially helpful when you're saying your request here. So you might say, I request that, and then you refer to your condition, improve and become more gentle in my body so my health can become more benevolent for me, and that this result in the most benevolent outcome for me. You might also say that as a living prayer, I am asking that my, fill in the blank, improve now in the gentlest, most comforting and speediest way for me now. That's an example. We'll give other examples from time to time. Those of you who have a computer, go to the website, www.lightknology.com and we'll add them when possible. We don't always add things right away, but we'll add them when we can. You can use this book on your own and maybe support and discuss it with others so you can see how else you might say these things. Now, suppose you want to improve the health of other beings. Perhaps you've heard about a disease somewhere, perhaps it's mysterious, in another country that seems to be developing. Maybe a world organization such as the World Health Organization or others are concerned, or your own government's health organization is concerned, or your own community or your doctor or your broadcaster on your news program or your newspaper suggest concern. Then you can say, in the form of a living prayer, I am asking that all those beings in, blank, you fill out the name of the country, who are experiencing, and then if there's a name for it, the news or some other organization might have a name for it, receive all the help they need right now from all those beings who can help them. There's a follow-up to that, because this may not occur to you right off, and that is that you speak to the disease organism itself, even if it's not known, and you say, I am asking that the form of life that is generating this disease and discomfort in, and you can say the place if you want to. Or you can simply say, in the people who are experiencing this, that this form of life mutate now into a benign form that will be gentle on all beings like those whom it's affecting now. Or if you want to, you can say, on all human beings. But you can see how this can easily be applied to diseases that might affect animals. For instance, if you have a ranch or a farm, this is important. You can say the same thing for your plants. But you can address the organism or organisms themselves because you'd be surprised. They might be perfectly comfortable, they, speaking of them as a form of life, mutating, And they can do that, into some form where they're still alive but they do not cause discomfort or disease or harm of any sort to human beings, to plants, to animals, whomever you are asking it for. You'd be surprised how effective that can be at times. Ask for inspiration. You might say, I request that my capacity to be inspired and my ability to interpret inspiration for the creation of my story occur now in the most benevolent way for me, and that this result in the most benevolent outcome for me. You say for me right away. You don't pause, even though it might be a story about other people. It might be something you're making up, such as a novel, or it might be something that you're researching as a newspaper reporter or a television news writer or a magazine person who writes. The reason you say for me indirectly is that you are asking for your own process to work, your inspiration. Now, as a writer about news, since I'm using that as an example, you might say, I request that I receive now all the cooperation I need to write a true, interesting story about, and then you can fill in the subject, and that this story be presented, and then you can list your publication or TV station, for instance, in the most benevolent way for me, meaning, in this case, I'm interpreting as I go along, that your editor says, great story, let's run it, and that this result in the most benevolent outcome for me. This might mean, for instance, that your editor pats you on the back and maybe gives you that appraising eye that says, there's hope for your career in the future, like that. As a living prayer, in that case, you might ask, I am asking that all those beings who can cooperate with me that I might write the best story do so now in the most benevolent way. Pause in this case for about 20 or 30 seconds, for me, and that this result in a fine story that I can present comfortably to others. Say something like that, because you're asking. You're going to pause and work benevolence in on it because many times, as anybody who writes stories for any reason knows, very often the cooperation of others is needed or required, even for people who write novels. It's often required, certainly for people who write topical stories. Ask for benevolent political decisions and actions you might say, for instance, I am asking that my country's leaders be inspired benevolently and carry out benevolent policies for all those whom they affect, and that those policies serve the needs of all beings as much as possible. Do you see? It's not so difficult. But you see, when you say benevolent, what it is that sometimes you want something and many times it's worthy, you want it to be good, you want things to be better for people. But very often in the case of governments, the people they serve do not have as many facts as the government has. Many times the government does not release all their facts because they are trying to protect other people, to keep them safe, but they know that these facts are true and sometimes they will act in ways that you don't understand. I'm not trying to say that all government leaders are perfectly fine and good, and that you should just trust them. I am saying that this living prayer supports them to do the best they can in the most benevolent way for all beings, and it takes into account these extenuating circumstances that I used for an example just a moment ago. If you have a specific issue, a proposition you would like the government to pass or perhaps a law you'd like them to pass, perhaps something that you would like to change in the global situation that your government may be involved in or that you would prefer that your government be involved in and it isn't at the moment, you can ask, I am asking, always begin a living prayer like this because this covers broad communities. Say, I am asking that, and you can say the name of your president or premier or secretary or something like that, whatever's the proper terminology for your form of government. You can say, our leader, whatever you wish to say, but say it in a benevolent way, with no put-downs. If you say it in a put-down way or in a wise-cracking way, I guarantee you that it will not work because benevolent magic and living prayer work because it's benevolent for everybody. Therefore, all souls are happy to cooperate. So say, I am asking that, and fill in the name of your government leaders or just say the leaders of blank government. Maybe it's not even your government, it might be another country, be inspired to carry out the most benevolent policies that will serve the needs of, the people of our whole country, or in some cases, the world, and that this result in a happier, more nurtured and comforted global community, in the case of some major event. It is important that the living prayer take into account that all souls are being asked to cooperate. All beings are being asked to cooperate, so it has to be benevolent for all beings. When the government makes decisions, let it take into account the needs of the earth and the people as well as the needs of business and government. Say, I am asking that the people in my government, and say what government, maybe the United States, serve the planet in the most benevolent way that they can. Keep it simple and direct. That's what you're actually asking for, that's what you want. Sometimes you'll find that your living prayers will go on and have too many words because you're trying to be specific. Because in your society, as you know, the tendency in order to create a very clear, specific point is to add more words. But sometimes it's better to use less and to make those words very clear. They might sound highly simplistic. In this case, you might say, for instance, pick a public park, let's say the Grand Canyon. Say, I am asking that my government leaders do all they can to support and nurture all the beings who live in or visit the Grand Canyon in the most benevolent way that they can. You could say that for anything. You could say the Gobi Desert. You could say anything. And it can be applied that way, you see? It needs to always be said in a way. You don't have to say my great and glorious leaders, you don't have to say something complimentary. You just have to allow them, you have to let ally allow them to be without qualifying or describing and without prompting some discomfort in them. Ask for Mother Earth to replenish herself. This is an aside, but I'll give you an example so you can see where I'm going with this. If you take uranium out of the earth and then you turn it into other things and then you have radioactive waste, the best place to put it back is where you found the uranium in the first place. Especially if that mine is no longer in operation, because that land will be in a position to reabsorb anything radioactive. Of course, you're going to encase it and so on, but it's going to radiate just a little bit even through that encasement. It won't radiate a lot, but a little bit, and that radiation will be better off there in the best way you can establish that. Given that point of view that I have stated and that others have stated through Robert, I would say something like this: I am asking that Mother Earth replenish herself and experience benevolent support from all beings to replenish all portions of herself, in the most benevolent way, that humans on Earth have removed or changed. Now, in this case we say the most benevolent way and we don't say for Mother Earth, because of course, Mother Earth's benevolent ways for herself might be volcanoes or tidal waves. So we just want it to be the most benevolent way broadly. Even though Mother Earth knows what to do, knows how to do it, in this way you are saying something that genuinely refers to something you'd like to happen. Notice that even though I mentioned the atomic waste, I'm saying in this case that we want Mother Earth to replenish herself. And we want support from all beings for this to happen. So we're essentially asking all souls to cooperate in the benevolent magic that it will take for these things to magically reappear in Mother Earth's body in all the places she needs them. Oil in Mother Earth's body is, she uses it to lubricate her body and all of these things. Even gas domes are like pressure areas that hold various parts of her body. I understand that your society is set up in such a way that you've discovered uses for these things and that you know how to convert them so your society is more supported, but we need Mother Earth to be replenished. In this case, we are asking all beings, including all your souls and all beings, to support Mother Earth to recreate these things for herself, given that for some time now you will continue to remove some of these things. We hope that you will be open to other techniques to produce the desired results that these fluids and other materials are currently producing for you with the assistance and interaction of various industries. Someday, of course, as on other planets, you will find that you have various technologies and that all of these things can be administered, if you like, on your planet by the very same companies, but it will have no impact to speak of on Mother Earth. It will have an inexhaustible supply of energy, and this energy can be distributed exactly the way you're distributing it right now, if you want, over wires and so on. It can be distributed to people, and people will pay for that distribution. You can use the system you use right now, if you like, or some other system that you find comfortable. I'm not trying to corrupt your system. I'm just suggesting that it would be nice if you will be open to that. So an example of a living prayer might be, I am asking that all industries that are intentionally or unintentionally harming Mother Earth and all people and all beings on Mother Earth be open to utilizing other resources to produce their desired results in a more benevolent way for all beings, including Mother Earth. Do you see? That's a little longer, but we're asking for very specific things. This is a nice thing that you can say, and it doesn't put anybody down and it doesn't make business a bad thing. It just allows people to be creative in new and wonderful ways and supports that in your system, whatever it may be, in whatever country you are in. Now, this book will be put out initially in English, but someday it will be translated into other languages, and parts of it might be translated before then. So just replace names and so on with the words in your language. Ask to clear pollution in the atmosphere. Say, I am asking that the skies above Earth be benevolently and gently nurturing of themselves and are easily able to accommodate other objects within them. That's reality. After all, the tiniest particle of pollution or the largest satellite or space station is an object. We want the skies to feel comfortable with those objects in them, so we're asking the skies to be able to do that. We're not going to suddenly take a big sweeping palm and say, everybody out of the sky now. Quite obviously, we want airplanes and birds to be able to be accommodated comfortably by the skies. Ask to clear pollution in the water. Say, I am asking that all water and land that is out of balance through pollution be brought into balance in the most benevolent way by all beings who can help. Ask for peace on the planet. You might say, I am asking that the natural form of peace and love and harmony that is expressed as pure love in its true, natural form be the practice of all beings on Earth now. Now, that sounds a bit mysterious because you don't know what that means, but it essentially means that love, Creator is loving, and therefore, all beings that Creator creates are loving in their true natures, that true natural love be expressed in the most benevolent way for all beings. Ask to feel comfortable with people of different cultures. Well, let's do it two ways. We'll do living prayer first. I am asking that all human beings on this planet find and notice first the common ground, the shared mutual interest and the benevolent characteristics of all other human beings first and foremost. Now, in the case of yourself, perhaps you have been raised in such a way that you may not exactly feel comfortable with this group or that group, or perhaps you've had some experience in your life and it has impacted your feelings about this group or that group, and you want that to get more benign for you. Then you might say, I request that my experience with all human beings be benevolent all the time for me now, in the most benevolent way for me now, and that this have the most benevolent outcome. In this case, you don't say for me at the end because it's all beings. Now, it may sound impossible, but it's benevolent magic and it will be the most benevolent outcome that can be for such a request. Such a statement can easily be supported, you see, by all souls, especially since it will result in the most benevolent outcome. So you don't say for me at the end, in that case, it's for everyone. Ask to increase your spiritual abilities. Many of you who are reading this book are reading it because you have an interest in spirituality in some form and perhaps you would like to expand your own spiritual capabilities in some benign or benevolent way. In living prayer, you could simply say, I am asking that my spiritual abilities be increased and supported in the most nurturing and loving way for me now. Or as benevolent magic, you might say, I request that my spiritual abilities expand benevolently, patiently and lovingly for me now. That I be able to utilize them in benevolent ways for me now, and that they result in the most benevolent outcome. Granted, you might wind up using your spiritual abilities, whatever they are, for others. But you are asking, so you say, for me. Nevertheless, at the end you say the most benevolent outcome, you don't say for me, even though that's a given because you're asking it and it's benevolent magic. But your spiritual abilities might very well be serving others as well, so the most benevolent outcome serves everyone. And since it's benevolent magic and you're asking all souls to cooperate to bring this about in some form, then that's the way we say it. I want to be completely clear on this so you understand that when I say all souls, it includes not only all beings on earth but all souls everywhere in all creation everywhere. And I assure you that angels are included, that spirits and gods and creators and everyone, they're all included. No one is excluded from that statement. They're not commanded to do anything, but you are just letting them know that this is something you would like now and you are welcoming it. Welcome the results. Benevolent magic and living prayer have quite a bit to do with welcoming. Don't say benevolent magic for yourself or living prayer for yourself if you're not prepared to welcome the outcome. No, you may not know what the outcome is. You may be clear, you might say, well, I'd like this to work out in a benevolent way, in which case whatever that is, it is going to be the outcome, and obviously you'd welcome that. But other times it might be broader, such as your desire that a disease organism change or mutate, as I said, to something more benign. You may not have any idea what the outcome would be there except that you know it's going to be better. As the person who says it, you don't have to welcome the disease organism into your life, but you have to be prepared to welcome the results. They might not always be what you think they might be or what you can imagine they might be better. And maybe you yourself will not see all the results because they might affect others. But the welcoming aspect is important because it allows what is really going to happen, what is going to take place that will take place in this benevolent way, to have no limits, including the limits of your own imagination or thought. And it can go beyond those limits to develop and deliver a more benevolent outcome than you can even imagine could occur. In that case, you might have to work on this over time, discover how it works and feel good about it after you have experience. And over time, you might become more welcoming, for those of you who aren't sure what that feels like, or you're sure what it is in thought but you're not sure what it feels like, practice with a friend. Find a friend and welcome her into your home. She comes over sometime, you ask her to come over, welcome. Here is your favorite food or drink or something. I got this for you. It doesn't have to be something you like, I got it for you because you're welcome here. That's a nice feeling. If you don't have someone like that in your life, then welcome yourself. A lot of you haven't thought of doing this. Walk around in your home or your apartment or your temporary home or apartment or residence, or if you don't have one, wherever you live, walk around there. Look around. Talk to the objects as if they were alive and even let your hands touch the walls or the chairs if you want to. And just say, I am welcoming myself here in my home. Even if it's a motel room, it's your home then. Say, welcome to me, or any of those things. Walk around and say it. Don't say, I feel silly saying this, but I am welcoming me. That may be true, but that doesn't have anything to do with welcoming. Can you imagine going over to your friend's house and your friend says, I feel silly saying this, but will come. I don't think you'd feel too welcome. Say what you mean. This will help and support all life. I am a Native American, alive in my own time, as I choose to be at this moment of communication through Robert. And having lived on the earth, I know what it's like to be human. So I'm not speaking from some place in the sky. I know what it's like to be human. I was taught these things by my teachers. We used these words in our own language, and it's designed always to help and support all life. Over the time of my life, I said thousands of living prayers and did hundreds and hundreds of benevolent magics for all beings. This is very old, and it is my intention in this book to inspire you, the reader, with ancient wisdom as well and to honor you who will go on to do good in the world by saying benevolent magic and living prayer for yourself and all beings. If there are questions about this in the future, feel free to email Light Technology. Your questions and comments will be used for a follow-up to this book. We might do benevolent magic too. Or if you want to write letters, that's fine. Probably not phone calls. But we would be very interested to know if you have suggestions or have questions about your particular situation, especially if you think that other people might be in this situation too.